In Iran, 1960, my sister died. No, my sister married in the night. 8 o'clock, she went to her husband's house, and next morning, 6 o'clock, father went to grave, to God, near Baba.
Your father?
Yes, what?
My father. Your father died.
Yes, see, when, yes, when the engagement they took place, after, soon after that, my father became ill, sick, and then what happened? Slowly deteriorated, bad health, and the day that fixed, that today is the marriage day, no, today my sister will go to her husband's house, right? So it was 8 o'clock in the night, and next morning my father died and finished. And after about 1.5 years after that, I came to India.
My, yes,
about 7 years.
Uh-huh. Ah.
So what happened? My uncle brought me to India, because my uncle would come to India, go back. So he thought I should come to India for education, and then by starting business in the restaurant, cafe or like this. So this was my life started like that. And I came to India in 1923. And then I was working in the restaurants, shops here, there, up to 1927. At that time, Meher Baba, Avatar Meher Baba, had started a school at Ahmadnagar, Meher Ashram. It's called Meher Ashram. And Hazrat Babajan School. First, it was not so big school, and internationally calling the students from England, from Iran. But then after that, Baba named the school Avatar Meher Baba, no, Hazrat Babajan School. And there were 150 students of all nationality, Hindu, Muslims, Parsi, Zoroastrian. And Baba sent someone from the Mehrabad school to Iran, and they fetched 12 Iranian students. And they came, no, 14. There were 2 Muslims and 12 Zoroastrian, because it was very difficult and to bring Muslim boys from Iran to Meher Baba school. But anyhow, Baba wanted them to come, and they came. School was running very nice, very good. Everyone so happy. The most happiest days in my life and in everyone who went to the school, the most happiest day it was the Meher Ashram days. We had time for everything. Time for play. Time for everything. Although the food was simple, vegetarian, but the food was very tasty. And behind all these things, it was Meher Baba. And because of Meher Baba, things would go running sweetly, nicely, cozy, and like that. So what happened? How people came to know of Meher Baba school? The news of the opening of the school appeared in a paper, newspaper called Hablul Mateen. It was printed at Calcutta, Persian paper, Persian newspaper. It was weekly. So that weekly, Persian, it would come to Bombay, to Persian Gulf, Karachi. Those days there were no Pakistan, all United India. If you go to Karachi and then Persian Gulf, people came to know that there is some school free of charge, everything free, food, and the sleeping quarters, the school books, teachings, everything free. Not a single fight for anything. So it was attractive. People started to bring their children, even wealthy persons would send their children to Baba. About 12 or 13 came from Bombay. I and my uncle's son, we were among them, Muslims. And there were others, many others. So a Persian section opened at the school for those who came from Iran and Bombay, those who were Iranian, Persian. The school was running very nicely, very goodly, but unfortunately one bad thing happened. Meher Baba's love, see, Meher Baba is God. Meher Baba is God. Nothing short of that. No one in this world is higher than Meher Baba. Meher Baba is God. But the thing is that this God in a human form, looking just like others. Others could not accept Meher Baba's God. The parents, guardians of those children, they could not accept Meher Baba's God. But the boys were so attracted to Baba that whenever they see Meher Baba, they would weep. They would say, Baba, Baba. And Baba in Persian means father. In Persian, Baba means father. So they said, they would think, what is this? I am this son, my son's father. And he calls father to Meher Baba. Because Meher Baba is father. Because Baba is father. But in India, Baba is the title of the God-realized person. Just like Tajuddin Baba, Baba Jan, Sai Baba and all this. This thing started creating, you know, suspicion in the mind of the guardians. Father, brothers, uncles and all this. So they thought there's a plot, there's a trap behind all these things. So they could not understand why the boys so much attracted towards Meher Baba. To see Meher Baba and weep. To go to Meher Baba, kiss his feet, kiss his hand, like that, you know, just like a child to mother and father. See, the divine power inside Meher Baba attracted them. It attracts the twig, not the big one. See, the tree of 50 years, when it comes crooked, you can't make it straight. But the twig, you know twig, you can't make it straight by putting another stick here and tie it like that. So, the boys were pure. They did not mold in the religion type of that type. Boys are out of this fanatics, Muslim fanatics, Zoroastrian fanatics, Hindus, this, that. They are just pure. They have come into this world like that. They are easily adaptable in the line of God. What happens later on, as they become grown up, you know, they mold in the mold of the father, mother's belief that they are Christianity, they are Muslims, they adopt, take their lines. So they did not understand completely what Meher Baba is going to do with these children, and who is Meher Baba, and what is line, Meher Baba's line. They did not know anything. Just fanatic fellows. Hey, God. God is not this man. This man cannot be a God. God is something in the sky, not like that. Christ said, I am Son of God. I and my Father are one. which is right. I believe that. Christ was God. Son becomes father. Today's son, tomorrow's father. Muhammad Peygamber said, I am messenger of God. I am slave of God. He did not say, I am God. I asked Mehbaba Satara, why Muhammad, Prophet Muhammad, did not say, I am God, which he was God. Mehbaba said, the understanding and the capacity of the Arabs of those times would not be able to believe more than that. Because the understanding, their understanding was limited, not deep. They were shallow. Their brain was shallow. Just like a child of 5 years, 4 years old, you can't take the child to take this chair and put it somewhere else. If you put on his head, he falls down because the strength is not there. But when that child becomes 35 years, 30 years strong, he can carry this chair to take the other side. In the same way, the capacity of the Arabs of those times could not bear more than this. So in order to that, gauging their understanding and capacity, Muhammad told them, I am messenger of God, I am slave of God, not more. Christ said, I am son of God, I and my father are one. Alright. Now, this created a great suspicion in the heart of the Bombay people, and they came and they started taking their children away. But the thing is that the seed of love which Baba sows in the heart of those, they could not stay at Bombay. They would run to Meher Baba, and they wanted to be with Meher Baba, near Meher Baba, in this school, in the atmosphere of Baba. Because the spark of love shone into their hearts. Their father, they did not know his Meher Baba. They would not accept Meher Baba's God. But the love of Baba inside their heart would give a spark. So, they were very happy to be in Baba's atmosphere, to be at, there was a school like that. And they would leave Bombay, just take the train, sit into the train and come to Ahmednagar, to Meher Baba. Without money, without this, someone would borrow some money, just sufficient for the train fare, they would come to Ahmednagar. So it created so many times, one boy, Sayyid Ali, the other Ahmad Mahmud, and the two other persons, boys, repeatedly fathers would come, take to Bombay, again they would take the train, come. So finally, they created such a headache for Meher Baba, that Meher Baba decided to close the school, Meher Ashram. Meher Ashram was at Meher Baba, then they shifted to Toka. It was in Toka for about 6 months. After that, it was reshifted to Mehrabad, and then finally, Baba closed this. Baba said, this school, running the school, and these hospitals, these are the works of municipality. I am not for that. I wanted to sow the seed of love in the heart of those boys, and I did my work. Now my work is finished. Baba closed the school. There was Sai Darbar, there were hospitals, dispensaries, all this. Baba closed this. And then, in 1928, I was taken to Bombay. I was at Bombay I did not run to Baba. After 7 years, when I grown up, after finishing my school education, I was working as a cashier in a shop, manager and cashier in a shop. My time had come. My time had come. I felt my heart goes to my Baba. A spiritual inclination, love for spirituality, love for God, poured inside. The wave would come into my heart. My heart became cool on Bombay, on this work that I do, on shop and all this. So I went and bought Maulana Rumi, Shamsi Tabrizi, Hafiz, Divan Hafiz, spiritual books. And I read a little of it. Then suddenly the wave, the pull became so strong, it took me out of Bombay. So I was working, as I told you, I was working. I was on a job, cashier and manager in a shop. It was on Mazgaon, Bombay. It was one Irani shop. So 9 o'clock in the night, my time would be finished. So one night, I made secret preparation. Just 2-3 shirts, 2 pants, 2 shirts, I made in a bundle. And I kept some with some friends. And I did not tell anyone that where I go. When my time finished, instead of going to sleep in my room, I came to that friend, and even to him I did not say that where I go. I took the bundle and I started, went to the bus stop, took the bus from Bombay to Pune. I knew that for going to Ahmednagar, I have to come to Pune. So I took a bus from Bombay to Pune, night journey. I came to Pune morning. Then from there, I took bus for Ahmednagar. Then I took a tanga to Mehrabad. All the way I came alone. I born 1916. I came to see Baba. It was 1935. How many years it was? What was my age at that time? 29. Huh?
29.
Huh? If you born right now? 19 years. I born 1960. And I came to see Baba 35. So, when I came to Mehrabad, I just went up the hill. I thought, Baba is there, school may be there, and all this. I said, no, it's all dilapidated, all closed, and no one is there. Just one man keeping watch, or he was like that. I approached him, he said, who are you? I said, I have come to see Mer Baba. He said, Mer Baba is not here, Mer Baba is at Nasik. Better go down and talk to someone else. So I came down. My school teacher, K. Khosrow Afsari, was there. He was from Persian, from Tehran. So I talked to him. I said, who are you? I said, my name is Ali Akbar. I was in this school. I was taken to Bombay in 1928. Now I have come to see Mer Baba. But he told me, Mer Baba not stays here. Mer Baba stays at Nasik. So immediately I decided to go to Nasik. I was new. So, you know, all these days in the bus journey are not proper food. Just a little bhajia and one cup of tea. With that, I would pull day and night. So I came back to Ahmednagar. I took a bus for Nasik. That bus started, went with other to other village, and They told me the bus will not go further. So the driver of the bus, yeah, because I paid all the money, he said, this bus will go to Nasik. All right. So that bus started, and in the night broke down, engine broke down. So they worked on it whole night, and it started. I came to Nasik. When I came to Nasik, the address was given, Sarosh Motorwork, Trambak Road, Nasik. So I came to that. I told the Tanga man to take me there, he brought me. Now here, I inquired of Meher Baba. They told me Meher Baba is not here now. He may come after 1 hour or 2 hours. I was so tired. Day, night journey, not proper food. I was hungry also, sleepless nights. So I found a bus, empty bus, which has come for repair. It was kept there. I opened the door of it, went inside and slept. Just after some time, I found someone knocking at this door. I got up. I came out. Now here, I see 6 or 7 person standing in a line. Meher Baba is among them, but I could not recognize Meher Baba. Why? Why I could not recognize Meher Baba? When I left the school, Baba was exactly of this dress. This is of 1928, when I last left Meher Baba like that. But in 1935, because Baba had gone to Paris, here, there, England, America, Baba, in short mustaches and silken coat, there was a hat on Baba's hair, so hair was covered, and absolutely changed, and there was no board in Baba's hand. You know this board? This alphabet board?
Oh, yeah.
Was not in Baba's hand. Baba was standing there. One of them was Dr. Abdul Ghani, Khab Sayed, Ranju, and Vishnu Master, and Adi's brother, Rustam, and Meher Baba. All in one line. So, one of them asked me, who are you? I said, my name is Ali Akbar. Baba named me Aloba in New Life because of the disturbances of Hindu Muslims in India, which is all false. It is all idiotic things. To kill one person, the other one, in the name of God and religion, surely nonsense. It is just nonsense, madness, idiocy, all put together. All religion says, love each other. Christ says, if one slap you here, give this cheek. This means love, we should love each other. Religion has not come to create enmity, hatred. But we the people of the world, not we, those who are here, they change, and mostly it is the fault of mullahs and those who handling their religion, you know. We are bus passengers, but they are drivers, steering in their hands. So they take the bus in the way that like that, and one day they crash, like that. Innocent passenger crash, like that. So I said, I have come to see Meher Baba. Meher Baba was standing beside, in front of me. Then I said, all right. The man was talking to me. It was, you know, he was working on the, with the ishara of Meher Baba. Meher Baba had told him, you talk. And he would talk. Meher Baba did not give any sign of this like that. Ask him, who is he? Why he has come? They asked me, and I replied in Urdu. After that, they said to me, all right, you sit here. All of them went inside the office. And after, just after 3 minutes or 4 minutes, they came out. Now, Meher Baba had taken his hat off. And I saw his, you know, this girl, hair, long hair, right. And Meher Baba had brought the board in his hand. Quickly I recognized, this is Meher Baba. I toppled down at his feet. Right? Just like Robert, toppled down, fall down. Then someone took me up. I could not stand on my leg, because Baba's divinity was so powerful that he would not allow me to stand on my leg. Again someone picked me up. Again I fall down. On the third time, Baba told me, calm. Baba told me in both, not by mouth. Calm and quiet. Listen to me what I tell you. Come back. Baba told me, return Bombay. Be in Bombay for 1 month. After 1 month, you come. So, in the meantime, Baba told Vishnu Master to take me in Baba's car in a restaurant, because I was hungry at that time. Baba told Vishnu Master to take me to the restaurant, give me food. With Baba's money, I got my food, lunch, and then we drove to the railway station. The car took me to the railway station. And Vishnu Master purchased a ticket for me. Nasik, Bombay. I came to Bombay. Now, at Bombay, I did not go to my original shop to tell them I have come, this, that, because I thought I will Bombay for 1 month. After 1 month, I have to go back. So it is nonsense to go resume the job. At the first, the man will say, all right, you went without my information, without telling me, so I won't trust you. It could be like that, you know. I did not go there. I stayed with some of my friends. And I was passing the days, you know, just 4 weeks, I had to pass to Bombay and go to Baba. In the second or third week, letter came, don't come now, Meher Baba goes to Central India for his work, come when you are called, no? So, but at the same time, Baba turned the key, and I got a small shop of my own, partnership with other men. The price of the shop which I paid, in those days it was 225 rupees, half shop. And the other half belonged to other person. So both of us, a small tiny shop, we bought it and started business. Then in 1937, at Baba's birthday, I came to Nasik. It was historical birthday. I want to know one thing. What time you want to go to see Mera? Tell me one thing. One of you inquire and tell me, because I should have peace of mind inside to continue. If I have not peace inside, I will be not able to tell you.
That was me that inquired.
Huh?
She's out there now.
Who? You, yeah. You go and inquire, come back.
Wonderful.
When you come back, I resume the talk, no? You go this way, where you go?
Oh, I was going to get my shoes.
All right, yeah, go. Take your shoes and then go. And bring the word, you know. If all of you have to go right now, I will not give any more. If you have time, then like that.
Okay.
It all depends on you. You are the messenger. Go quick. Thank you. So, let her come back. It is injustice to send her that there. And I talk here, and she missed that.
So when you were in the school, you didn't have any experiences like the other boys?
No, not experiences. The only experience is that we were attracted to Baba. We would say, look at Baba. We would be. This was like that. Not.
Did you learn a lot?
No, not other experiences. No other type of experiences.
Did you learn a lot in school?
I did not learn. No.
You didn't learn.
What?
Did you learn a lot in school?
Yes, yes. I was there for about 10 months. But during these 10 months, I did the work of 3 years. Not only me, all the school students, everyone. It was such a dynamic with Baba's school. Whew. Teacher would say one thing, we would read one time, we would read, it would be here. Very, very good progress. Very good progress. All right, what is that? Tell me.
The messenger is back.
Tell me.
They are out on the patio mirrors.
You have to
they
go now?
There. I can go, but...
No. No, but
stop for me. I mean,
No. Wait. See, if you go, others also would want to go.
Amazing.
Huh. So, all right. Let it be. Finish. Continue next other time. Jai Baba. Utar mer Baba ki jai.